Good morning. Today's reading is taken from What I Talk About When I Talk About Running by Haruki Murakami, beginning at page 27. I can pinpoint the exact moment when I first thought I could write a novel. It was around 1:30 in the afternoon of April 1st, 1978. I was at Jingu Stadium that day, alone in the outfield drinking beer and watching the game. Jingu Stadium was within walking distance of my apartment at the time, and I was a fairly big Yakult Swallows fan. It was a perfectly beautiful spring day, not a cloud in the sky, with a warm breeze blowing. There weren't any benches in the outfield seating back then, just a grassy slope. I was lying on the grass, sipping cold beer, gazing up occasionally at the sky, and leisurely enjoying the game. As usual for the Swallows, the stadium wasn't very crowded. It was the season opener, and they were taking on the Hiroshima Carp at home. I remember that Yasuda was pitching for the Swallows. He was a short, stocky sort of pitcher, with a wicked curve. He easily retired the side in the top of the first inning, and in the bottom of the inning the lead-off batter for the Swallows was Dave Hilton, a young American player new to the team. Hilton got a hit down the left field line. The crack of bat meeting ball right on the sweet spot echoed through the stadium. Hilton easily rounded first and pulled up to second. And it was at that exact moment that a thought struck me. You know what? I could try writing a novel. I still can remember the wide open sky, the feel of the new grass, the satisfying crack of the bat. Something flew down from the sky at that instant, and whatever it was, I accepted it. I never had any ambitions to be a novelist. I just had this strong desire to write a novel. No concrete image of what I wanted to write about, just the conviction that if I wrote it now, I could come up with something that I'd find convincing. When I thought about sitting down at my desk at home and setting out to write, I realised I didn't even own a decent fountain pen. So I went to the Kinokuniya store in Shinjuku and bought a sheaf of manuscript paper and a $5 Sailor fountain pen, a small capital investment on my part. This was in the spring of 1978, and by fall I'd finished a 200-page work handwritten on Japanese manuscript paper. After I finished it, I felt great. I had no idea what to do with the novel once I finished it, but I just sort of let the momentum carry me and sent it in to be considered for a literary magazine's New Writers Prize. I shipped it off without making a copy, so it seems I didn't much care if it wasn't selected and vanished forever. This is the work that's published under the title Hear the Wind Sing. I was more interested in having finished it than in whether or not it would ever see the light of day. That fall, the perennial underdog Yakult Swallows won the pennant and went on to defeat the Hankyu Braves in the Japan Series. I was really excited and attended several games at Korakuen Stadium. No one ever thought that Yakult would win, so they had already arranged for their home venue, Jingu Stadium, to be used for college baseball. So I remember that time very clearly. It was a particularly gorgeous autumn, with wonderful sunny weather. The sky was perfectly clear, and the ginkgo trees in front of the Meiji Memorial Gallery were more golden than I'd ever seen them. This was the last fall of my 20s. By the next spring, when I got a phone call from an editor at Gunzu telling me my novel had made the shortlist, I'd completely forgotten that I'd entered the contest. I'd been so busy with other things. At first, I had no idea what he was talking about. But the novel won the prize and was published in the summer. The book was fairly well received. I was 30, and without really knowing what was going on, I suddenly found myself labelled a new, up-and-coming writer. I was pretty surprised, but people who knew me were even more surprised. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.